Thick. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, the camera is not recording, so let's start over. One second, sorry. We'll try again. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. We ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace and send his blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amazingly, alhamdulillah, we're able to continue with the class today. It was a close call, to be honest with you, but Allah is merciful. So without further ado, we'll begin with the recitation. Tafaddal ya Mus'ab, ayah 51.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَاكِفُونَ قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَابِدِينَ قال لقد كنتم أنتم وآباؤكم في ضلال مبين قالوا أجئتنا بالحق أم أنت من اللاعبين قال بل ربكم رب السماوات والأرض الذي فطرهن وأنا على ذلكم من الشاهدين.
Okay, you can stop there. Barakallah feek. Allah says, interpretation of the meaning in English, and we had certainly given Ibrahim his sound judgment before, and we were of him well knowing. When he said to his father and his people, what are these statues to which you are devoted? They said, we found our fathers worshippers of them. He said, you were certainly you and your fathers in manifest error. They said, have you come to us with truth? Or are you of those who jest? He said, no, rather your Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth who created them, and I to that am of those who testify. The Shaykh says, rahimahullah, لما ذكر تعالى موسى ومحمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وكتابيهما, when Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned Musa and the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and their respective scriptures, قال, he said, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أي من قبل إرسال موسى ومحمد ونزول كتابيهما. Meaning before we sent Musa and before we sent Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and before sending down their scriptures. فَأَرَاهُ اللَّهُ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah عز وجل showed them the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. وَأَعْطَاهُ مِنَ الرُّشْدِ الَّذِي كَمَّلَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ وَدَعَ النَّاسَ إِلَيْهِ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِهِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ غَيْرِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And Allah gave him of guidance by which he perfected himself and he invited the people to that what he has not given anyone else from among the people, from among the worlds, except the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأضاف الرشد إليه لكونه رشدا بحسب حاله وعلو مرتبته. And he referred رشد to him, meaning that right guidance, because it's appropriate to his condition and his loftiness and the loftiness of his position. وإلا, otherwise. فكل مؤمن له من الرشد بحسب ما معه من الإيمان. بالإيمان. Every believer will have an a proportional amount of رشد, that right guidance, proportional to his level of faith. وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ أي أَعْطَيْنَاهُ رُشْدَهُ, meaning we gave him his guidance. وَاخْتَصَصْنَاهُ بِالرِّسَالَةِ وَالْخُلَّةِ and we selected him for the message and for that خُلَّة. What is خُلَّة? خَلِيلُ الرَّحْمَنِ is the accurate translation is one whose love has penetrated every aspect of one's heart. So Allah Azza wa Jal or Ibrahim and the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were called Khalilullah because they both loved Allah so much that they could not have anyone more beloved to them than Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And one of the meanings is friendship, but you know, I was having a discussion with one person about the accurate translation, and I have said in the past that it is the close friend, It's a term that could be objected to, honestly, even though it has its roots in the Arabic language, and we have other ayat and ahadith that support the idea that Khalil is a friend. Ya laytani, ya waylata laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila. Woe to me, had I not taken such a such person as a friend. Prophet ﷺ said, al-mar'u ala dini khalilih, the person is upon the religion of his friend. But in the context of speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-khilla, aw al-khulla, actually with the dhamma on the kha, is that highest level of love that can be shown. وَاصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, and we have chosen him in the dunya and the life to come. لِعِلْمِنَا أَنَّهُ أَهْلًا أَهْلٌ لِذَلِكَ وَكُفْءٌ لَهُ لِزَكَائِهِ وَذَكَائِهِ. And we have selected him from among the people and for the dunya and for the akhirah. Why? Because we knew that he was reliable, that he was worthy of that because of his intelligence and his purity. So there's zakaihi wa zakaihi, the intelligence and the purification. وَلِهَذَا ذَكَرَ مُحَاجَّتَهُ لِقَوْمِهِ. That's why Allah, mentioned the argument that Ibrahim had with his people. لِعِلْمِ وَنَهِيهِمْ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ, and how he prevented them from associating partners with Allah. وَتَكْسِيرِ الْأَصْنَامِ وَأَلْزَامِهِ بِالْحُجَّةِ, and how he broke the statues and the idols, and he was able to force the proof and the evidence against them. فَقَالَ, so he said to them, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَثِيلُ الَّتِي مَثَّلْتُمُوهَا. So when he said to his father and his people, what are those statues that you have erected? نَحَتُّمُوهَا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ عَلَى صُوَرِ بَعْدِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. You have sculptured it yourselves in the image of some of the creation. التي أنتم لها عاكفون مقيمون على عبادتها. Those statues that you're continuously in worship, you're in a state of worship to them. ملازمون لذلك, and you're like, you don't let go, you know, you don't stop. فما هي, what are they? وأي فضيلة تثبت ثبتت لها. What virtue do these idols have affirmed for them? وأين عقولكم التي ذهبت حتى أفنيتم أوقاتكم بعبادتها. And where are your brains that seem to have gone so much so that you've perished your times in this worship of these idols? This is very similar to the clip that we made. وَالْحَالُ أَنَّكُمْ مَثَّلْتُمُوهَا وَنَحَتُّمُوهَا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ, and the reality is you've designed it and you've sculptured it with your own hands. فَهَذَا مِنْ أَكْبَرِ الْعَجَائِبْ تَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ. This is among the most amazing, wondrous matters, is that you worship what you sculpture. You sculpture this and then you worship it. يعني مَرَّ التَّفْكِيرْ قَدْ ذَهَبْ. فَأَجَابُوا بِغَيْرِ حُجَّةٍ جَوَابَ الْعَاجِزِ الَّذِي لَيْسَ بِيَدِهِ أَدْنَ شُبَهَةٍ. So they gave him an answer that lacked any evidence. The answer of an incapable person that doesn't have not even a doubt that they can bring forth to support their nonsense. فَقَالُوا, they said, وَجَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. We found our forefathers doing this. فَسَلَكْنَا سَبِيلَهُمْ وَاتَّبَعْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ عِبَادَتِهَا. So then we followed their path and we followed them in its worship. وَمِنَ الْمَعْلُومِ أَنَّ فِعْلَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْخَلْقِ سِوَى الرُّسُلِ لَيْسَ بِحُجَّةٍ وَلَا تَجُزُ بِهِ الْقُدْوَةِ. And we already know that the action of any of the creation except the messengers is not a proof. And you should not take that person as a leader that you follow. خُصُوصًا فِي أَصْلِ الدِّينِ وَتَوْحِيدِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Specifically in the subject matter of the religion and the oneness of the Lord of the world. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ لَهُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ مُضَلِّلًا لِلْجَمِيعِ. That's why Ibrahim said while declaring misguidance upon everybody, لَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. You and your forefathers were upon manifest error. أي ضَلَالٍ بَيِّنٍ وَاضِحٍ. A misguidance that is clear-cut, evident, and right in your face. وَأَيُّ ضَلَالٍ أَبْلَغُ مِنْ ضَلَالِهِمْ فِي الشِّرْكِ وَتَرْكِ التَّوْحِيدِ. And what misguidance is greater than the misguidance of the people that associate partners with Allah and they abandon Tawheed? أي فَلَيْسَ مَا قُلْتُمْ يَصْلُحُ لِلتَّمَسُّكِ بِهِ لِلتَّمَسُّكِ بِهِ. What you have said is not worthy of being held on to. وَقَدْ اشْتَرَكْتُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ فِي الضَّلَالِ الْوَاحِدِ الْبَيْنِ كُلِّ أَحَدٍ. And you and your forefathers have become partners in your clear misguidance that has become evident for everybody. وقالوا على وجه الاستغراب لقوله. They said in a state of amazement to his statement. والاستفهام لما قال. And questioning him. وكيف بأدائهم وكيف بدأهم بتسفيههم وتسفي أبائهم. And how he يعني he managed and he started by belittling them and belittling their forefathers. أجئتنا بالحق أم أنت من اللاعبين؟ أي هذا القول الذي قلته والذي جئتنا به هل هو حق وجد؟ So basically this statement of yours that you've said and you've brought forth, is it reality? Is it the truth? أم كلامك لنا كلام لاعب مستهزئ لا يدري ما يقول؟ Or is your speech to us the speech of someone who's playing around, just mocking, who doesn't know what he's saying? وهذا الذي أرادوا. And this is what they wanted. وإنما رددوا الكلام بين الأمرين لأنهم نزلوه منزلة المتقرر المعلوم عند كل أحد أن الكلام الذي جاء به إبراهيم كلام سفيه لا سفيه سفيه لا يعقل ما يقول. Because they wanted to already establish what they thought was known to everybody, that the speech that Ibrahim brought forth was the speech of a feeble-minded person who does not know what he's saying. فرد عليهم إبراهيم ردا بينا وجه سفيهم وقلة عقولهم. So Ibrahim refuted them with a statement that shows their stupidity and the feeble-mindedness of their intellect. فقال بل ربكم رب السماوات والأرض الذي فطرهن وأنا على ذلك من الشاهدين. Rather, your Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth who created them. And I of those are among the witnesses, those who testify. فَجَمَعَ لَهُمْ بَيْنَ الدَّلِيلِ الْعَقْلِيِّ وَالدَّلِيلِ السَّمْعِيِّ. So he brought a relationship between the intellectual evidence and the textual evidence. Textual evidence. أَمَّا الدَّلِيلُ الْعَقْلِيِّ. Excuse me. بسم الله. As for the intellectual evidence, فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أَحَدٍ حتى هؤلاء الذين جادلهم إبراهيم. Everybody knows, including those who Ibrahim was arguing with, أن الله وحده الخالق لجميع المخلوقات. That Allah عز وجل is the only one creator who created all creation من بني آدم, of the son of Adam, والملائكة والجن والبهائم والسماوات, and the angels and the jinn and the cattle and the heavens and the earth والأرض. المدبر لهن, the one who arranges the affairs. بجميع أنواع التدبير, in all types of arrangements. فيكون كل مخلوق مفطورا مدبرا متصرفا فيه. So that every creation is in that state of natural disposition, his affairs are arranged, and he is dominated and subdued by the command of Allah. ودخل في ذلك جميع ما عبد من دون الله. Included in this is all those who are worshipped besides Allah. أفيليق عند من له أدنى مسكت من عقل وتمييز. So is it suitable for the one who has the tiniest amount of intellect and ability to have discretion أن يعبد مخلوقا متصرفا فيه, that he would worship a creation that has a subdued creation. لا يملك نفعا, he does not possess any benefit, ولا ضرا, and no harm, ولا موتا, ولا حياة, ولا نشورا, nor life, nor death, nor life, nor resurrection. ويدع عبادة الخالق الرازق المدبر, all while he leaves the worship of the creator, the provider, the arranger of affairs. That is the intellectual evidence. وأما الدليل السمعي, as for the textual evidence, فهو المنقول عن الرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام. It's that which has been conveyed to us from the messengers, peace be upon them. فإنما جاءوا به معصوم لا يغلط ولا يخبر بغير الحق. What has been brought to them is protected. There's no room for error, and they do not say anything that is not in agreement with the truth. ومن أنواع هذا القسم شهادة أحد من الرسل على ذلك. And one of those types of oaths is the testimony of one of the messengers upon that. فَلِهَذَا قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. That's what Ibrahim said. وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ أَيْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ الْمَعْبُودُ. Meaning, I testify that Allah is the only one who's worshipped. وَأَنَّ عِبَادَةَ مَا سِوَاهُ بَاطِلٌ. And that the worship of other than him is batil, is false. مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ وَأَيُّ شَهَادَةٍ بَعْدُ شَهَادَةِ اللَّهِ من شهادتي أعلى من شهادتي الرسول. And what testimony after the testimony of Allah himself would be the testimony of his messengers, خصوصا أولو العزم منهم, specifically those of strong resolution of them, خصوصا خليل الرحمن, specifically the خليل of the most merciful. So آية 57, تفضل يا مصعب.
No. فجعلهم جذاذا وتالله لأكيدن أصنامكم بعد أن تولوا مدبرين فجعلهم جذاذا إلا كبيرا لهم لعلهم إليه يرجعون قالوا من فعل هذا بآلهتنا إنه لمن الظالمين قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم قالوا فأتوا به على أعين الناس لعلهم يشهدون قالوا أأنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم قال بل فعله كبيرهم هذا فاسألوهم إن كانوا ينطقون فرجعوا إلى أنفسهم فقالوا إنكم أنتم الظالمون
Enough, جزاك الله خير. طيب he said and I swear by Allah I will surely plan against your idols after you have turned and gone away. So he made them into fragments, except a large one among them, that they might return to it in question. They said, who has done this to our gods? Indeed, he is of the wrongdoers. They said, we heard a young man mention them who's called Ibrahim. They said, then bring him before the eyes of the people that they may testify. They said, have you done this to our gods, O Abraham? He said, rather this, the largest of them, did it. So ask them if they should be able to speak. So they returned to blaming themselves and said to each other, indeed, you are the wrongdoers. Then they reversed themselves saying, you have already known that these do not speak. He said, no, you stopped, right? Yeah. Is this ayah 67? Yeah, we'll stop there, inshallah. طيب. So let's go to the tafsir back. Ma'alesh, it's such a long, large paragraph. I want to lose track of what's going on. Here we are. وَلَمَّا بَيَّنَ أَنَّ أَصْنَامَهُمْ لَيْسَ لَهَا مِنَ التَّدْبِيرِ شَيْءٍ After he clarified that their idols have no business in arranging any affair, أَرَادَ أَنْ يُرَيَّهُمْ بِالْفِعْلِ وَعَجْزِهَا وَعَدَمْ انتصاره. He wanted to show them via action its inability and the lack of support. وَلِيَكِيدَ كَيْدًا يَحْصُلُ بِهِ إِقْرَارُهُمْ بِذَلِكَ And so that he may plot as such a plot that they will have to admit and acknowledge the fact that their gods are incapable. فَلِهَذَا قَالْ وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ That's why he said, by Allah, I will plot against your idols. I أَكْسِرُهَا عَلَى وَجْهِ الْكَيْدِ I will break it as part of my plot. بعد أن تولوا مدبرين عنها إلى عيد من عيادهم. They had to go celebrate a festival of theirs. فلما تولوا مدبرين, one day then turn away in, really right now, really? Sorry about that. نعم. ذهبت إليهم, ذهبت إليها بخفية. ذهب إليها بخفية. So when they all turn away and left, he went there in secret. فجعلهم جذاذا أي كسرا وقطعا meaning he made them into fragments and small pieces وكانت مجموعة في بيت واحد فكسرها كلها they were all gathered in one house he broke all of them إلا كبيرا لهم أي إلا صنمهم الكبير except the biggest idol they had فإنه تركه لمقصد سيبينه he left that for an intention that he will explain later وتأمل هذا الاحتراز العجيب pay attention to this very careful plot planning from Ibrahim or this carefulness in the situation. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مَمْقُوطٍ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُطْلَقُ عَلَيْهِ أَلْفَاظَ التَّعْظِيمِ إِلَّا عَلَى وَجْهِ إِضَافَتِهِ لِأَصْحَابِهِ Pay attention that anything that is hated by Allah, you don't give that thing, that description of magnification and praise, except when you're referring back to its owner. كما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم إذا كتب إلى ملوك الأرض المشركين يقول إلى عظيم الفرس إلى عظيم الروم ونحو ذلك Similarly, when the just like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he would write letters to the kings of the earth whoever was the kings of the lands back then among the polytheists he would say to the great of the Persians to the great of the Romans great according to who? To his people meaning you're great in the eyes of the Persians. You're great in the eyes of the Romans. So he would be very selective in عظيم الفرس, meaning the great one among the Persians for them, not for us. He didn't call him إلى العظيم, whatever his name is, Kisra, for example. He didn't say to the great Kisra. So even when speaking to the leaders, he was selective in what type of description in order not to praise someone whom Allah Azza wa Jal has as an enemy. وَلَمْ يَقُلْ إِلَى الْعَظِيمِ. He didn't say to the great himself. وَهُنَا قَالَ تَعَالَى إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَقُلْ كَبِيرًا مِنْ أَصْنَامِهِمْ. Allah said here, except the large one of a large god of theirs. And he didn't say a large of their statues. فَهَذَا يَنْبَغِي التَّنَبُّهُ لَهُ وَالْإِحْتِرَازِ مِنْ تَعْظِيمِ مَحَكَّرَهُ اللَّهُ. This you have to pay attention to and being wary and paying attention not to magnify something or someone that Allah Azza wa Jal has belittled and humiliated. إِلَّا إِذَا أُضِيفَ إِلَى مَنْ عَظَّمَهُ. Unless you mention that as an attribute to the one who glorified it, the one who made a big deal out of it, to them. To them, you're the big idol. To them, you're the king of the Romans and the king of the Persians, but not to the rest of the world and not to the Muslims for sure. وَقَوْلُهُ لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ أَيْ تَرَكَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ تَكْسِيرَ صَنَمِهِمْ هَذَا لِأَجْلَ أَنْ يَرْجِعُ لَيْهِ. So Ibrahim left breaking or destroying that biggest idol of theirs so that they will return to him. وَيَسْتَلِمُوا حُجَّتَهُ, and they will hear his proof. وَيَلْتَفِتُ إِلَيْهَا, and they will pay attention to what he's trying to deliver to them. ولا يعرض عنها, and they will not turn away from it. ولهذا قال في آخرها فرجعوا إلى أنفسهم فحين رأوا, so they returned in themselves. فحين رأوا ما حل بأصنامهم من الإهانة والخزي, when they saw what has afflicted their idols of humiliation and destruction, قالوا من فعل هذا بآلهتنا إنه لمن الظالمين فرموا إبراهيم بالظلم الذي هم أولى به حيث كسرها. So they attributed oppression to Ibrahim, the one that they're more entitled to be described with, because he broke their idols. وَلَمْ يَدْرُ أَنَّ تَكْسِيرَهُ لَهُ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ بَنَاقِبِهِ وَمِنْ عَدْلِ وَتَوْحِيدِهِ. They did not know that him breaking those idols is among his greatest achievements, and it's out of his justice and his exemplification of the oneness of Allah. وَإِنَّمَا الظَّالِمُ مَنِ اتَّخَذَهَا آلِهَا. The real oppressor is the one who has taken it as God. وَقَدْ رَأَى مَا يُفْعَلُ بِهَا. Even though he sees what has happened to it, you know, in terms of being broken and destroyed. قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم أي يعيبهم ويذمهم. We heard a boy or a man or an individual mention them, and meaning he was defaming them and criticizing them. ومن هذا شأنه لابد أن يكون هو الذي كسره. Meaning the one who's known for being critical and speaking, being outspoken about our false gods, he must be the one who broke it. أو أن بعضهم سمعه يذكر أنه سيكيدها. Or maybe some of them heard that he will actually break them. They heard his plot. يقال له إبراهيم. He's called إبراهيم. فلما تحققوا أنه إبراهيم. Now that they've investigated and verified that it is إبراهيم. قالوا فأتوا به أي إبراهيم. They said bring him. على أعين الناس أي بمرأة منهم ومسمع. So the people can see and they can hear. لعلهم يشهدون أي يحضرون ما يصنع بمن كسر آلهتهم. Let them witness what will happen to the one who breaks their gods. وهذا الذي أراد إبراهيم وقصد. That's exactly what Ibrahim wanted and intended. أن يكون بيان الحق بمشهد من الناس. That the clarification of the truth will happen before a group of people. ليشاهدوا الحق وتقوم عليهم الحجة. So that they can see the truth and the evidence and the proof can be established against them. كما قال موسى حين واعد فرعون. Just like Musa said when he promised فرعون. موعدكم يوم الزينة وأن يحشر الناس ضحى. Remember in سورة طه, your appointment is the day of زينة, the day of gathering or that festival that they had, and that the people will be gathered before noon. فحين حضر الناس وأحضر إبراهيم. So when the people came and Ibrahim was brought, قالوا له أنت فعلت هذا أي تكسير. Did you break? Did you do the breaking? بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم, to our gods. وهذا استفهام تقرير. And this is the type of question where they actually almost framing him. يعني they knew that he did. فما الذي جرأك? What gave you the audacity and the bravery? وما الذي أوجب لك الإقدام على هذا الأمر? And what made you go forward with something like this? فقال إبراهيم والناس مشاهدون. So Ibrahim said, well, the people are witnessing. بل فعله كبيرهم هذا. The big one did that. أي كسرها غضبا عليها لما عبدت معه. He broke them out of anger that they were being, that those other smaller gods are being worshipped with him. He was trolling them for real. وأراد أن تكون العبادة منكم لصنمكم الكبير وحده. He wanted that he would be the only God to be worshipped. The big idol is the only one who should be worshipped. وهذا الكلام من إبراهيم. This speech from إبراهيم. القصد منه. The intent behind it. إلزام الخصم is to frame and corner the opponent. وإقامة الحجة عليه, and to establish a proof against them. ولهذا قال. That's why he said. فاسألوهم إن كانوا ينطقون. Ask them if they can speak. وأراد الأصنام المكسرة اسألوها لما كسرت, meaning those broken gods, ask them why were they broken. والصنم الذي لم يكسر, and a statue, the big one which wasn't broken, اسألوه لأي شيء كسرها, ask them why did you break the other gods. إن كان عندهم نطق, if they can indeed speak, فسيجيبونكم إلى ذلك, they will be able to answer you surely. وأنا وأنتم وكل أحد يدري أنها لا تنطق. However, I, you, and everybody knows that they are unable to speak. ولا تتكلم. They do not utter a word. ولا تنفع ولا تضر. And it doesn't benefit. It doesn't harm. بل ولا تنصر نفسها ممن يريدها بأذى. Actually, it cannot even help itself against the one who intends harm for it. فرجعوا إلى أنفسهم أي ثابت عليهم عقولهم ورجعت إليهم أحلامهم. So their minds came back and their intellect was present. وَعَلِمُوا أَنَّهُمْ ضَالُّونَ فِي عِبَادَتِهَا. Then they realized that they are misguided for worshipping it. They were misguided for worshipping these idols. وَأَقَرُّوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ بِالظُّلْمِ وَالشِّرْكِ. And they established and acknowledged and approved against themselves oppression and associated partners. فَقَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ أَنْتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. فَحَصَلَ بِذَلِكَ الْمَقْصُودِ. So they said, you are the oppressors to themselves. So the objective was fulfilled. وَلَزَمَتْهُمُ الْحُجَّةَ بِإِقْرَارِهِمْ أَنَّ مَهُمْ عَلَيْهِ بَاطِلٌ. And then the evidence was established against them by them acknowledging that what they're upon was falsehood. وَأَنَّ فِعْلَهُمْ كُفْرٌ وَظُلْمٌ. And that their activities were those of disbelief and oppression. وَلَكِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَمِرُوا عَلَى هَذِهِ الْحَالَةِ. Huh? سبحان الله العظيم. But they were unable to be persistent on this condition. ولكن نكسوا على رؤوسهم أي انقلب الأمر عليهم. The affair was flipped over. It was twisted for them. وانتقصت عقولهم, and their brains went backward. وضلت أحلامهم, and their intellect went away. It got lost. فقالوا لإبراهيم, they said to Ibrahim, لقد علمت ما هؤلاء ينطقون. فكيف تهكموا بنا. You know that they don't speak. So why are you belittling us and mocking us and making fun of us? وَتَسْتَهْزِئُ بِنَا, and you're mocking us. وَتَأْمُرُنَا أَن نَسْأَلَهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمْ أَنْهَا لَا تَنْطِقُ. Why are you asking us to ask them, the broken gods, and the God that wasn't broken, when you know that they don't speak? فَقَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ مُوَبِّخًا لَهُمْ وَمُعْلِنًا بِشِرْكِهِمْ عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْأَشَادِ وَمُبَيِّنًا عَدَمَ اسْتِحْقَاقِ آلِهَتِهِمْ لِلْعِبَادَةِ. أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ فَلَا نَفْعَ وَلَا دَفْعَ. So do you worship then besides? So he said in reprimand to them and to establish their disbelief upon all the witnesses and to prove the fact that their gods are not worthy of worship. He said, then do you worship without besides Allah that which does not benefit you or harm you? So it cannot لا نفع ولا دفع. It cannot benefit you. It cannot repel anything. Musab, I think you need to read ayah 66 onwards, please. I already explained it, but read it, please. 66 onwards.
قال أفتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم شيئا ولا يضركم أف لكم ولما تعبدون من دون الله أفلا تعقلون. قالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين. قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. وأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأخسرين. ونجيناه ولوطا إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها للعالمين. ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب نافلة وكلا جعلنا نافلة وكلا جعلنا صالحين. وجعلناهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا. وأوحينا إليهم فعل الخيرات وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وإيتاء الزكاة وكانوا لنا عابدين.
أي طيب. He said, then do you worship instead of Allah that which does not benefit you at all or harm you? Uff to you and what you worship instead of Allah, then will you not use reason? They said, burn him and support your gods if you are to act. Allah said, O fire, be coolness and safety upon Ibrahim. And they intended for him harm, but we made them the greatest losers. And we delivered him and Lot to the land which we had blessed for the worlds. And we gave him Isaac and Jacob in addition. And all of them we made righteous. And we made them leaders guiding by our command. And we inspired to them the doing of good deeds, establishment of prayer, and giving zakah. And they were worshippers of us. Hey, طيب. Alhamdulillah, this is beautiful. Let's see. Jumping down to 65. Now, أُفٍ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Wait. Let me just make sure that I'm also following the English here. Okay. أي ما أضلكم وأخسر صفقتكم وما أخسكم أنتم وما عبدتم من دون الله. Oh, Ibrahim عليه السلام. Ibrahim said, how misguided are you? And what a lost transaction is this, and how silly. Khasis is someone who's like lowly. How lowly are you and that which you worship besides Allah? إن كنتم تعقلون عرفتم هذا الحال. If you have any intellect, then you would know this condition. فلما عدمتم العقل عدمتم العقل. But when you've lost your intellect, وارتكبتم الجهل والضلال على بصيرة, and you engaged in ignorance and misguidance upon knowledge, upon insight, صارت البهائم أحسن حالا منكم. The animals and the livestock and the cattle became better, in a better situation and a better condition than you. فحينئذ لما أفحمهم ولم يبينوا حجة, when he destroyed them with the evidence and they were not able to rebuttal, استعملوا قوتهم في معاقبته. Now they had to resort to their strength and their power in punishing him. فقالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين. They said, burn him and aid your gods if you're going to take an act. أي اقتلوه أشنع القتلات, meaning kill him in the worst way possible. بالإحراق غصبا, by burning him يعني on purpose. لآلهتكم ونصرة لها, and غصبا لآلهتكم ونصرة لها. أيوة, burn him as means غضبا لآلهتكم, عفوا, غضبا لآلهتكم as means of showing the anger for your God and as means of aiding and giving it victory. فتعسن لهم تعسن. The Sheikh said, so destroyed are they, and then they're destroyed. حيث عبدوا من أقروا أنه يحتاج إلى نصرهم واتخذوا أليان. When they've acknowledged that they need to support that these gods of theirs, they need their support. Like they need to give victory to their God. And they've taken it as an object of worship. Like you see the twist. And subhanAllah, I mean, I'm not going to repeat the clip we just made, but I mean, look at it. It's so clear. They're admitting with their own mouth that those idols, they're trying to be there for them by aiding them and supporting them and fighting on their behalf. And so how helpless are these gods that you're asking for things from when you're more capable than the God that you're worshiping? Ludicrous. فَانْتَصَرَ اللَّهُ لِخَلِيلِهِ لَمَّا أَلْقَوْهُ فِي النَّارِ. Allah Azza wa Jal then aided his khalil when they threw him into the fire. وَقَالَ لَهُ, and he said to it, كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Be coolness and safety upon Ibrahim. فَكَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا. So it was cool and peaceful. لَمْ يَنَلْهُ فِيهَا أَذَى وَلَا أَحَسَّ بِمَكْرُوهِ. He was not harmed in the fire, nor did he even feel any dislike or any discomfort. وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا حَيْثُ عَزَمُوا عَلَى إِحْرَاقِهِ. They wanted to plot against him when they had determined to burn him. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. We made them the ultimate losers في الدنيا والآخرة. أي في الدنيا والآخرة. And the دنيا and the آخرة, they lost. They were the biggest losers. كما جعل الله خليله أتبعهم الرابحين المفلحين. Just like Allah made his خليل and his followers, the followers of his خليل, the victorious ones and the winners. ونجيناه ولوطا وذلك أنه لم يؤمن به من قومه إلا لوط عليه السلام. We saved him and Lut because the only one who believed in him from among his people was Lut عليه السلام. قيل إنه ابن أخيه. It was said that he was his nephew. ابن أخيه is his nephew or cousin. Nephew. أي. فنجاه الله. So Allah عز وجل saved him. وهاجر إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها العالمين. And he migrated to the land which we have blessed for the worlds. أي الشام. بلاد الشام. The area where I'm from. الحمد لله رب العالمين. So Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Palestine, that area over there is known as Bilad al-Sham. And it has many narrations in its favor, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. But nowadays we're suffering, as you all know. فَغَادَرَ قَوْمُهُ فِي بَابِلْ مِنْ أَرْضِ الْعِرَاقِ So his people left Babylon in the land of Iraq. وَقَالَ إِنِّي مُهَاجِرُ إِلَى رَبِّي إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ He said, I am migrating to my Lord. He is the mighty, the wise. ومن بركة الشام أن كثيرا من الأنبياء كانوا فيها. From the blessings of Sham, Sham again is that region known as Levant. Levant, I think, is the English word or the English equivalent of the word Sham is Levant. It's a French word. And I think even in English it's pronounced Levant. You know, some French words when converted to English they maintain their Frenchiness, such as café. You still say café. In spite of the fact that it's a French word, you have coffee in English, but you say, I'm going to the cafe, and so on and so forth. Anyways, I'm not going to give you an English-French lesson right now. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ اخْتَرَهَا مُهَاجَرًا لِخَلِيلِهِ أي, and that Allah Azza wa Jal chose this land to be a place of migration for his Khalil. وَفِيهَا أَحَدُ بُيُوتِهِ الثَّلَاثَ الْمُقَدَّسَةِ And in Sham is one of the three sacred and sanctified homes of Allah Azza wa Jal, or the houses of Allah, sorry, not homes, houses of Allah, وَهُوَ بَيْتُ الْمَقْدِسِ And it is Baytul Maqdis, which you all should know about already, which was the first Qibla before the Prophet ﷺ was commanded to turn towards Al-Kaaba. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ حِينَ احْتَزَلَ قَوْمَهُ And we granted him after he left his people, إسحاق ويعقوب ابن إسحاق. إسحاق and the son of إسحاق, which is يعقوب. So Isaac and Jacob. نَافِلَةً بَعْدَمَا كَبُرَ وَكَانَتْ زَوْجَتُ عَاقِرًا After he became old and his wife became barren or was barren, فبشرته الملائكة بإسحاق. So the angels gave him glad tidings of Isaac. ومن وراء إسحاق يعقوب and after Isaac, Jacob. ويعقوب هو إسرائيل. Ha ha, pay attention now. يعقوب is Israel. One of the names of يعقوب is Israel. That's why Muslims have a problem by saying by calling the current place in Palestine, calling it Israel, or someone cursing Israel, saying Israel is an evil country, or madri ish. Aslan, it's not called Israel. Israel is the name of a prophet. It's the name of Yaqub alayhi salam. That's why you can call it the Zionist state. The actual issue is with the Zionists in particular, and not with the Israelites in general, and not with Israel. And the term Israel is the name of a prophet, so a Muslim should be wary of cursing because they have the enmity against the Jews, which are the يعني, Yahud. And you have to make a distinction between the terminology. You have Yahud and you have Bani Israel with the children of Israel, which are the children of Jacob. And then you have the Zionists in general, who are the militant ones and the ones that have caused all types of corruption in the world. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from their evil. وهو إسرائيل الذي كانت منه الأمة العظيمة. So from Israel was this great nation. وإسماعيل ابن إبراهيم الذي كانت منه الأمة الفاضلة العربية. And إسماعيل is the son of Ibrahim from whom was the noble Arab أمة. ومن ذريته سيد الأولين والآخرين. سيد الأولين والآخرين. And from his progeny is the سيد, the master, the best of the first and the last, which is the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وكلن, and each أي من إبراهيم وأسحاق ويعقوب meaning each of those إبراهيم and Isaac and Jacob جعلنا صالحين أي قائمين بحقوقه وحقوق عبادي they were all righteous who were fulfilling the rights of Allah and the rights of his slaves. Did you read 73? Huh? Okay. شكرا. ومن صلاحهم أنه جعلهم أئمة يهدون بأمره. From their righteousness is that he made them leaders guiding by his command. وهذا من أكبر نعم الله على العبد. This is from the greatest favors of Allah upon a slave. أن يكون إماماً يهتدي به المهتدون. That he becomes an imam who the people are guided with or guided through. ويمشي خلفه سالكون. And the people that want to travel on the path of righteousness, they walk behind him. وذلك لما صبروا. Why did they attain that level? Because they were patient. وكانوا بآيات الله يقنون. And they used to have certainty about the ayat of Allah. So that's why the Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says that al-imama tunal, leadership and imama is achieved by sabr, patience, and yaqeen in the ayat of Allah, having certainty in the signs of Allah. So the more patient you are in dealing with da'wah and conveying the message and the harm that you will face in the process, and then when you have certainty in the ayat of Allah, you are of those who have absolutely no doubt. There's no such thing as doubt. One of these seven ridges in the key of tawheed, one of the conditions of la ilaha illallah, is al-yaqeen alladhi la yazulu bishak. You have yaqeen alladhi huwa diddu shak. It's the opposite of doubt. There's no such thing as doubting Islam at any point in time. At no point in time do you scratch your head and say, I wonder, is Islam the real religion? Could it possibly be Christianity? What if it was Hinduism? No, 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 no. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, 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 no room for that ever. Ever. The Quran, is it really preserved? No, Allah, maybe it wasn't preserved. You know, you listen to a few lectures by some of these wicked speakers and then you start doubting whether the Quran is truly preserved or not. Then you doubt if the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ was really conveyed to us or not. And then you're perpetually in the state of doubting this and doubting that. No, you cannot become an imam and you cannot reach that level of comfort in the religion. And I will not make you a leader in the sense a righteous leader until you have patience and until you have yaqeen in the ayat of Allah. Just like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When the news came to him that Prophet ﷺ was speaking about the night journey and the ascension, al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, they told him, your man, your friend has lost his mind. He's claiming that he was taken from Mecca to Jerusalem. And from there he was ascended to the heaven all in one night. I mean, there were no planes then. There were no means. There's no rockets. There's no way for you to do this. He said, did he say that? They said, yes. He said, I believe him concerning what he conveys from Allah. I'm not going to believe him regarding this. He did not need to speak to him, investigate, double check, cross check, none of that. And that's why he was known as Abu Bakr Siddiq from As-Sidq. He believed, he truly believed. And that's why his iman is equivalent to the iman of the ummah. If you put the iman of the whole ummah in one part of the scale and the iman of Abu Bakr Siddiq, it will outweigh actually. His iman is greater than the iman of all the people put together, Abu Bakr Siddiq. You want to be upon the right deen, you have to be like Abu Bakr Siddiq. There's no room for this nonsense. There's no room for the doubt. No science, no other than science. The hadith of Prophet ﷺ is prevalent and takes precedence and is preponderant over any opinion, any scholar, any person, any scientist, anything in this world. Nothing matches it. Nothing stands against it. Nothing comes close to it. This is how you operate in Islam. That's how you move with Islam, with force, with confidence. You speak to the people from this foundation, from this principle. Yes, yes, I'm speaking to you. Yes, you're lost. You're misguided. Yes, you're upon the false religion. There's no room for playing around. If you're going to, be weak and you're soft-spoken and whatever, you're going to let the people think that you don't got the truth with you. So the truth, as the scholars say, لابد أن تدعم بالقوة. You have to support it with force, with power. You have to speak from the pulpit of power because you have the truth. Not because of your arrogance, not because of your pride. It's not you. But the truth that you're holding has such strong illumination, strong light, strong effect. It destroys the falsehood. So you convey Islam with that same force, gently, of course, gently when you speak into the people. But in terms of your confidence, there's no room for negotiation. Don't tell me nothing. Don't tell me nothing about nobody else. I don't care. And they're all lost if they don't follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَوْلُهُ يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا أَيْ يَهْدُونَ النَّاسَ بِدِينِنَا. They guide the people with our religion. لَا يَأْمُرُونَ بِأَهْوَى أَنفُسِهِمْ. They don't command the people from their own desires. بَلْ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ وَدِينِهِ وَاتِّبَاعِ مَرْضَاتِهِ. That they do this with the command of Allah and His religion and following His pleasure. وَلَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِمَامًا حَتَّى يَدْعُوَ إِلَى أَمْرِ أمر الله. And the عبد, the slave will never be a leader until he calls to the command of Allah. Not to a sect, not to a sheikh, not to his denomination, not to his website, you know, for example. Obviously, you could call people to the website or your channel, but the reality is your da'wah should be to the matter concerning Allah, to the command of Allah. Nothing else is going to register or bring you good. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ Excuse me. يَفْعَلُونَهَا وَيَدْعُونَ النَّاسَ إِلَيْهَا So they do good and they invite the people to this good. وَهَذَا شَامِلٌ لِلْخَيْرَاتِ كُلِّهَا This encompasses all types of good. مِنْ حُقُوقِ اللَّهِ وَحُقُوقِ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ حُقُوقِ اللَّهِ وَحُقُوقِ الْعِبَادِ In terms of the rights of Allah and the rights of the slaves. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءَ الزَّكَاةِ And to establish the salah and to pay the zakah. هذا من باب عطف الخاص على العام. This falls under the concept of having the, whatchamacallit, the preposition, not the preposition, the conjunction, to conjunct the general with the specific, or the specific with the general. لشرف هاتين العبادتين وفضلهما Meaning after Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned khayrat in general, He specified two of them, salah and zakah. Why? Because of the virtue, because of the virtue of these two acts of worship and their benefit. وَلِأَنَّ مَنْ كَمَّلَهُمَا كَمَا أُمِرْ And because one who perfects them as he's commanded, كَانَ قَائِمًا بِدِينِهِ He's considered to have established his religion. وَمَنْ ضَيَّعَهُمَا And whoever wastes them, whoever ignores them, whoever loses them, whoever does not fulfill them, كَانَ لِمَا سِوَهُمَا أَضْيَعَ Then for sure, by default, he would be more lost in regards to everything else of the religion. وَلِأَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْمَالِ لَتِ فِيهَ حَقُّ And because the salah is the greatest act of worship that involves the right of Allah. وَالزَّكَاةُ أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْمَالِ الَّتِ فِيهَ الْإِحْسَانِ الْخَلْقِ And the zakah is the best deed that includes excellence and help towards the creation of Allah. وَكَانُوا لَنَا أَيْ لَا لِغَيْرِنَا And to us, not to other than us, عَابِدِينَ أَيْ مُدِيمِينَ عَلَى الْعِبَادَاتِ الْقَلْبِيَّةِ وَالْقَوْلِيَّةِ وَالْبَدَنِيَّةِ فِي أَكْثَرِ أَوْقَاتِهِمْ They were persistent in our worship with their hearts, with their statements, with their bodies in most of their times. فَاسْتَحَقُوا أَن تَكُونَ الْعِبَادَةَ وَصْفَهُمْ So they deserve that ibadah or ubudiyah or worship would be a description of theirs. فَاتَّصَفُوا بِمَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْخَلْقِ وَخَلَقَهُمْ لِأَجْلِهِ So they fulfilled what Allah Azza wa Jal had commanded the creation with and what they were created for. This is a perfect time to end, mashallah, tabarakallah, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal. Tomorrow, we will continue with ayat 74 onwards, and we will see what happened with the people of Lut. Look out for tomorrow, because it's going to be some LGBTQ-sensitive discussion. Wallahu al-musta'anu ala ma tasifoon. Straight to the Q&A. How do I add a bookmark? Add bookmark, mashallah, tabarakallah. Done. Yalla, bismillah. Wearing amulets is shirk. So how come they supposedly work for the Christians? They don't work for the... There are two ways to look at it. Okay, yeah, Adam? Number one, Habibi. Number one is that we assume that they work. Just like a person can go to a tree and make dua to the tree, and then their dua gets accepted. Do we say that the tree accepted the dua of the person? Absolutely not. It is Allah Azza wa Jal who accepts the dua. The tree is hopeless. The fact that someone calls onto a tree and they happen to have, it matches the qadr of Allah and they get what they want, does not mean that the tree is able to answer the request of the people. Similarly, when these things happen, it's one of two things. Either it's Allah is going to protect them anyways from whatever it is, and then they want to attribute that to the amulet. And second of all, and it's related to the first, so that we don't have a conflation, those people, because the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever depends on an amulet, then Allah will allow him to remain upon that. It becomes beautified for them, their evil deed. So Allah Azza wa Jal will allow the shayateen to further misguide them because they've already selected misguidance, so they continue to travel in that path. So we have many ayat which we have discussed in previous tafaseer and in previous lessons that when فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ When they deviated, Allah caused their hearts to deviate. What's wrong? Allah caused their hearts to deviate. Therefore, the shaitan will beautify those deeds for them, and Allah Azza wa Jal will allow them to go and continue in that path. Otherwise, those amulets do nothing for anyone. Now, next. What do you want me to do? Huh? Unplug the Ethernet cable? Why? It can never be worse than the Wi-Fi. It's fine, it's fine. Type. Check out the camera, they said. I don't know what to do. Type. What sheikh do you take the word of when it comes to hadith authenticity? And is it okay to blindly take Sheikh Albani's verdict on the rank of hadith as an unknowledgeable person in this field? Yes. Yes, we take Sheikh Albani's opinion on these matters because we see him as among those who are most qualified. And yes, it is okay to take his verdict for the person who is a layman and does not know any better. Unfortunately, feminism is corrupting little girls, six to eight year old. How do you explain to little kids that the ideology is wrong? They say that they are going to be single. I don't know what all this writing is. No child adopt. Yeah, how? What in the world are these little girls watching? What kind of stuff are they being exposed to for them to say things like this? What do you mean how to explain to little kids? So you let your kids listen and watch all types of feminist junk, and then now you have to unbrainwash the brainwashing that they had gone through? That's insane. The parents have to be involved from the beginning, make sure that the children are not exposed to this kind of dumb stuff. Otherwise, of course, they're going to be influenced. And how? By teaching them Islam. By telling them that this is not from the deen of Allah. And by explaining what I've been explaining the whole talk, that we don't give anyone any precedence over the deen of Allah and over the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come on. Don't let them watch and listen to the stuff. How should a person who's keen on seeking knowledge deal with a lot of shirk waswas about the names and attributes of Allah? Wallahi, it's the shaitan messing with you. You just don't let him mess with you. How? By not being so gullible. Don't be so gullible. The Sahaba had these thoughts and they just dismissed them. You seek refuge with Allah and you keep moving. You seek refuge with Allah, keep moving. Don't let him play with you, man. The worst thing in the world is to let the shaitan play with you like a little toy. And you all you do is complain. Oh, no, please. Oh, waswas. Oh, let me repeat wudu 15 times. Let me repeat the Fatiha 20 times. Come on, man. Grab this stick and smack the stupid shaitan with it and stop already. Say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan and keep moving, man. Don't let him play games with you, man. Aib. Is the video fixed? Okay. Type. Let me do this. Sheikh, I can stay up the whole night for the last 10 days of Ramadan because of school. I can't. I usually stay up to 1 a.m. Will it be accepted if it's Laylat Qadr? Can I make supplication after my prayer? Yani, what am I supposed to tell you, Ya Hamza? Yani, what am I supposed to tell you, Habibi? Will it be accepted if it's Laylat al-Qadr? Whatever you wind up staying up and worshiping Allah during the time, of course it will be accepted. You will have less than people who worship Allah the whole night, but you will get your share. Every day you ask about, I'm not going to answer this question about the supplication because I've already given you the principle and you just want to ignore me. I've already taught you, I gave you the principle and you don't want to pay attention. I said, do not do something Prophet ﷺ did not do all the time. Every day you're going to ask me after duha, after taraweeh, after prayer, after every prayer, after fard, after sunnah, after madri ish. Khalas ya sheikh. Hamza, wallah, too much ya sheikh. Next. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Wa alaikum salam. Just can you explain to me the term khalil that we attribute for Ibrahim? I didn't understand it clearly. Khalil means takhallal shay, when something penetrates something completely. So it's called khalil. When someone is so close to you or you love them so much that the love you have penetrates every aspect of your heart. So Ibrahim and the Prophet Muhammad, they loved Allah so much that the love for Allah did not leave any space in the heart that it did not enter. So they're known as Khalil, Khalilullah, Khalilur Rahman. Okay? And also the term Khalil means a very close friend. And يعني, it could be used, but you want to avoid it because it's not something that the scholars have said often. But the meaning is correct because one of the meanings of Khalil is a friend. نعم. You want to plug, unplug the Ethernet, plug it, يا مصعب. I don't know what to tell you. Is it permissible to help your mother by making the bank transfers for her, even if they include insurance bills that are haram? Ouch. If you're unable to... It's still bad, man. طيب. يلا, next. Okay, good. Alhamdulillah. Believe it now, the Wi-Fi is better than the Ethernet cable. It's okay, it's okay. It's back. Yalla, next. Next question. Do you know of any female scholars? No. No, I don't know of any female scholars. An atheist asked me, if Allah exists and made us with an intelligent design, then how come we have flaws? Organs with no purpose, wisdom teeth, birth defects. What is the answer to this? The answer to this is that this is part of the intelligent design. Because Allah is showing you that He's the only one who's perfect. So Allah allowed imperfection in His creation to show you that He's the only one who's perfect. If Allah made us perfect and we didn't have any imperfection, then the people would have deified themselves. But you have to have these flaws so you could be appreciative to Allah. So you can be tested by Allah. So you can be patient with what Allah afflicts you with. So you can realize that as a human, you're always in need of Him. Otherwise, you'll be independent. How do you know? How do you live your life in need of Allah Azza wa Jal? By having all these defects. SubhanAllah, it's on the contrary. All of these, I don't know what organ with no purpose, by the way, means. But all of these are proofs that Allah Azza wa Jal is the only one perfect. And we are imperfect, therefore He deserves to be worshipped. And that's why you need to worship Him your entire life so you can navigate through these imperfections that you have in order to reach Him and go to His paradise. Hey, hey. Next. We already answered this. They didn't hear? Okay. If you should avoid helping and facilitating any haram. Okay, so try to excuse your mom from being able to help her in this regard. Allah musta'an. If we do good, good will happen to us in this world. If we do bad, bad will happen to us. Do we believe this? Isn't this karma? Karma is a blasphemous thing. No, we don't believe this. We don't believe it like that. We have aspects of this concept in Islam, but a person can do a lot of good and still be tested. And a person can do a lot of bad and still be given a good life. So no, we really don't believe that. And no, we don't believe in karma. Karma is haram. Do we only have to make repentance once for major sins, or do we need to continuously make repentance until we die? Both. You need to make repentance for major sins, and you need to make repentance continuously until you die. How to convince people for good? How to grow beard? How to be tall for basketball? How to contact you? How to get an Islamic job? And if I work at fast food store, but just clean the washrooms, what kind of question is this? As Ibrahim al-Arabi, Abu al-Zawaj, Abu Kharab, Umm al-Dunya kulla. Skip. You are a troll, ya Ibrahim. You're a troll. You need to grow up. How to deal with waswas from shaitan when I get sad when Allah does not answer my dua? By understanding that Allah Azza wa Jal is, astaghfirullah, is not a vending machine. Allah is not a vending machine that you put $2 and then you ask for something, it's going to be given to you. We already learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when you make dua, one of three things happen. Either Allah will give you that what you ask for, or Allah will alleviate a calamity that was going to befall you equivalent to your dua, or Allah will give it to you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So by understanding this, then you shouldn't have any waswas or fisad, because if Allah didn't give you what you want, that's good for you. should be happy that Allah didn't give for you. How is that serious, bro? How is that serious? How am I supposed to answer you? يعني, how to grow tall to play basketball? Are you kidding me, bro? Come on, man. Next. Put him on timeout if he keeps chatting. What should a woman who is having her do over these 10 nights of Ramadan turn barakah? She can read the Quran and make dua and dhikr. Read Quran, make dua and dhikr. Read Quran, make dua and dhikr the entire time. Barakallah feekum. I receive interest on money in bank. I've tried to stop receiving it but can't. What's the best thing to do with it? You give it to the responsible entities who will use it for public services. Use it to build bathrooms or bridges or something for the people. You can't give it and expect reward from it when you give it to the people. Now, do I keep quiet when I see some relatives listening to NAK, Omar, so, or warn them knowing that most likely they won't listen to me even if I give them proof? No, you don't keep quiet. You warn them and you do your job and khalas. If they don't listen afterwards, at least you've done your job. When you meet Allah Azza wa Jal, you could say that you've done your portion or your part of enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil. Is it haram to eat dates from Israel? By the way, they taste better than normal ones. I don't know, bro. Why would it be haram? Prophet ﷺ used to do business with the Jews. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do business with the Jews in spite of them being at odds with each other. Hey, can't make haram what Allah made halal. Salam alaikum, wa alaikum salam. Surah Al-Baqarah, it mentions there's greater ithm in alcohol than the benefits. Is this the only referring to the sins or also the physical health in the dunya? No, there are definitely some benefits to wine, as some of the doctors say. And so this is overall, the fact that there's benefit in wine, there's benefit in alcohol, whether you sell it, you could make big money, it's a big business, it could be used for certain treatments, and so on and so forth. But the harm that comes from it is greater than the benefit, so Allah Azza wa Jal declared them to be haram. Oh my God, why are people so silly and childish, man? Did Adam and Hawa get married? If so, who was the wali? What was the mahr and who were the two witnesses? Yes, they got married. And the wali was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know what the mahr was and we don't know who the witnesses were. And that, yeah, genius is the law and legislation of Islam. Islam, that of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't know of this being the law of the previous people for you to expect the same thing. Sheikh, come on, man. Next. What? Is it true that it's sunnah to cut your nails on Friday or Monday? No, it's a bid'ah. It's a bid'ah to cut your nails on Friday or Monday. There's no specified day for you to cut your nails. You cut your nails anytime they're long. You stay clean. Muslims are clean. Muslims are clean. Look, look, look. I don't know if you can see. Nails are clean. Mustache is trimmed. Armpit hair is shaved and clean. That's how a Muslim is. You smell nice. You look nice. Everything about you is nice and, you know, mhafhaf, as they say in Lebanese. Mhafhaf. You're like, I don't know how to explain it. Not some, you know, people, long nails. They got dirt under their nails and astaghfirullah, they smell from 2 miles away, 2 meters away, 2 kilometers away. People just smell bad. They look bad. They dress bad. Their stains, clothes are dirty. Yani, that's not a Muslim. That's a worse representation of Islam and Muslims. We need to stop. Allah preserve you. Ameen. Ya Ustad. Is a person permitted to join Dhuhr and Asr prayers at the time of Dhuhr? As in work, they will not be able to find opportunity to pray Asr on its time. If on occasional basis, when there's absolutely no way around it, yes. Yes, as an outlet for certain times. But this cannot become habitual. You cannot become, you must be able to find time to pray Asr. So only in a situation where there's absolutely no way out, then you may do so. Now, but that shouldn't become the norm for the person. Hey. Next. Yalla, yalla, fast. How to stop backbiting? By stopping. Next. Did Abu Bakr Siddiq have a son called Bakr? If not, where does the name come from and what does it mean? I'm not familiar with him having a son named Bakr, and this was just an Arab thing. The Arabs used to have nicknames, and that was his nickname, Abu Bakr Siddiq. Now, you can do more research. Don't quote me on this. Does a person night prayer have any value if he or she does not pray or is intelligent about 5 daily prayers or negligent about their prayers? Obviously, it has a value. But if, according to some scholars, if you don't pray 5 times a day, then you're not a Muslim. So then in this case, it doesn't benefit you. But if you have the position that person is still a Muslim, then yes, it benefits them. But man, come on. You need to start with the obligation before you work on your voluntary. The Hadith Qudsi, مَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ مَا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ. My slave does not come close to me with anything more beloved to me than that which I've made obligatory on me. Upon him. So first, Allah wants you to do what is obligatory. Then you continue to get closer to Allah with the nawafil until Allah Azza wa Jalla loves you and until the end of the hadith. Now, next. Student. Is it okay for us to narrate the story of Ibrahim and the idols to polytheists, or should we refrain so they don't talk bad about Allah? No, it's complete. Yeah, Sheikh. Yani Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to mention something in the Quran that you cannot tell the people. Come on. Of course you could tell. Of course you could tell. They're going to talk bad about Allah. That's their business. You're not really cursing them. I mean, look, they're just like I did in the video. You have to highlight how ugly shirk is. You have to highlight it. You're not doing it with no purpose. You're not just standing there saying, oh, your God, you know, you have a stupid God. Your God is retarded. Your God is madriyesh. So for them saying, oh, your God is stupid. Your God is retarded. That's not one of those situations where Allah prohibited us from cursing the gods of the disbelievers. So they wind up cursing Allah Azza wa Jal in retaliation. You're here trying to highlight the stupidity of worshiping idols. Completely fine. Now. Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. Should one's culture dress take precedence over other styles of dress, and is it permissible to adopt the dress code of another culture so long as it meets Islamic guidelines? The cultural dress should take precedence over other styles of dress. Look, Ibn Taymiyyah and others, the scholars have differed on this. The fundamental principle is that you don't want to have what they call libas al-shuhra. You don't want to stand out among the people. So if you're standing out and you're not resembling the rest of the people, and that's bringing you negative energy and negative attention, then you don't want to dress like that. However, if you are in a country where there are mixed cultures by default and people can wear whatever they want and everything is acceptable, then the matter is up to you. There's no really nothing takes precedence. Whatever you're comfortable with, you can wear, provided that you're not standing out from the rest of the people. And that varies from a country to another. So if you go to certain African countries and certain African tribes, they all have a similar dress code. If you come wearing something else, you're going to stand out. That's not cool. But in the West, for example, in certain cities in the West, you can see in one neighborhood, everybody. There's Indians and there's Italians and there's Jews and there's Arabs and there's Madriyesh. And everybody dresses the way they want to dress. Then you can wear whatever you want, whatever you want, as long as it meets the Islamic guidelines. Now, we know that home lizard was a blew fire onto Ibrahim. What does this mean? It means when you see it, you kill it. And you get rewarded for that. Really, Baba? Ya Ustad, does Allah come to last heaven at the end of the night to accept our prayer? That's not what we use. Ya Imam Pulla, please, you have to be very particular with your choice of words. Allah does not come. Allah descends. ينزل ربنا تبارك وتعالى إلى السماء الدنيا حين يبقى ثلث الليل الآخر as in the hadith أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah descends to the lowest heaven when the last third of the night is left, and that is every night, and he asks, is there anyone asking so I can give him, is there anyone seeking forgiveness so I may forgive him? So we say Allah descends to the lowest heaven at the end of the night, and yes, he offers that for the people's dua to be accepted. Next. Kids. What matchmaking steps apps do you recommend? I don't recommend any matchmaking sites or apps. I recommend old school word of mouth networking. I know people that know people that know people who can get me people to get me married to those people. All these websites, Allahu alam, what kind of monkey is hiding behind the screen? Puts a nice picture of himself, or sister puts a nice picture of herself and tells you all these romantic stories. And in real life, she's a beast. She will eat your head off at night. And vice versa. The brother, you know, you think, mashallah, tabarakallah, is Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Then when you marry him, you find out that he's, you know, he smells like rotten lukhiyeh. And then, you know, he stinks and he's horrible and he has bad manners and Allahu alam what other issues he has. So these matchmaking websites are basically fraudulent for the most part. I'm not dismissing all of them. There may be some out there that are genuine and good. I don't know about them. I personally don't know about them. And I don't like that method of getting married at all. Wallahu alam. I'm old school. I'm an old man. You ask an old man a question, it's not going to, you know, meet your expectation. Next. Can we wear jewelry? Clothes with flags on them, jewelry with clothes with flags on them. Flags? Flag of a country? Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, unless you mean it's like a, if you have a super nationalistic attitude, then you got to be careful of that. But it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Yalla, yalla. Guys, we have 4 more minutes, inshallah. How does one handle disrespectful parents that are rude to one's wife? How does one handle disrespectful parents that are rude to one's wife? By being patient and by telling his wife to, you know, chill out and relax and take it easy and be patient and, you know, give him a break and so on and so forth, you know? And then when you get the chance, speak to your parents, ma'alish, you know, you're not really representing Islam in the best way possible. Have mercy on my wife, yani, Allah khalikum, for me, yani, for me. You hurt her feelings, my feelings get hurt. You know, you advise your wife to be patient. You advise your parents to chill out. Now, write them a letter. If speaking to them is too difficult and they get defensive, write them a letter. Dear mom, I love you so much. Here's a rose and a box of chocolates. Mom, have mercy on my wife. May Allah bless you. Allah, you know, Prophet ﷺ said, "Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama." Show mercy to those who are on earth. The one who is above the heavens will show mercy to you. But, yani, try to advise them in a nice way. Yalla, yalla. Can you make dua to grow taller, even if you're past puberty or the age of 18 or 19? Yeah, make dua, man. What do you got to lose? You can keep hoping that you will grow taller miraculously. What's up with people being tall? I'm short and I love it. Short people are the best. Short people are the best. I go on an airplane and there's no one sitting next to me. I can literally squeeze my whole body into 2 seats and sleep. If you're tall, you will need 3 seats and then your feet will be sticking out from the, you know, the row into the aisle onto the other side of the airplane. That even the people going back and forth can't even move because you're so tall and you're all over the place. You know, and in Lebanon, they used to say tall people take longer to think because for the thought to make it to their head is like a long, long distance to be covered. They used to say this to short people to make us feel better about ourselves. But I genuinely enjoy being short, and I'm for short people all the way. So, yeah, so you want to be tall? Knock yourself out, Habibi. You know, you're slow. Tall people are slow. Short people are fast. You know? Yeah, man, that's what's up. Do sins multiply in Laylatul Qadr too? In general, sins multiply when in virtuous times, just like good deeds multiply, sins multiply as well, according to many scholars. Yes. And we have 1 more minute. Do you have a lecture on Ikhwan al-Muslimin like one you did on Shia and Sufis? Yes, I have a lecture titled Take It or Take It. Take it or take it, nasiha. I believe it's called nasiha. And there I spoke about those people in particular. And also in a lecture titled Plots and Reactions. Google them on YouTube. How is that? I can Google them on YouTube. YouTube them on Google. مدري إيش مدري إيش. يلا يلا. Last question of the night. صلاة الجماعة explicit to praying in the masjid. So 27 أجر is only the masjid or عادي at home with family. How to prove to my family that salah is in the masjid? Because the hadith mentions the masajid. The hadith, the context of the hadith is speaking about the masajid because the action of the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba was that they would pray jama'ah in the masajid, right? And the ayat in Surah An-Nur and otherwise fi buyutin adina Allah an turfa wa yuzkar fiha ismuhu until the end of the ayat. However, the scholars say if you're unable to pray the jama'ah in the masjid for a valid reason, like right now because of corona, and you wind up praying at home in a jama'ah, then inshallah yurja lak al-ajr. We hope from Allah Azza wa Jal that you will also get the ajr multiplied by 27 times because of you not having many alternatives or many other options. Oh, one way to paradise kids is threatening the people with consequences. Khalas, we're done. And I'll just answer this because it's put on the thing already. Is it sunnah to always pray witr and make dua and recite qunut? No, it is not a sunnah to always recite qunut. It is a sunnah to always pray witr, yes. With this, we conclude, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khairan. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.